And welcome to another edition of the Redskins podcast that still has no name because we haven't thought up one yet. Rob Woodfork here with you alongside George Wallace. I don't go anywhere without George Wallace. He's like my own personal buddy doll. Is that weird?
Well, it's a little weird, but all right. I guess I should... All right. Yeah, it's a little weird.
Yeah, we can just pretend that didn't happen then. One thing that...
See, they win and you get all, you know...
Yeah. I get all emotional and stuff. Hopefully we won't have to pretend the Redskins trip to Denver didn't happen, because right now they are, 13 point underdogs last I checked?
You may have to pretend it, but go ahead.
Yeah. The Redskins going to Denver, and the Broncos coming off of a loss, so that's not exactly the way you want to see them. Do they have any chance at winning this game?
Do they have any chance of winning the game, he asks. They have a chance? Sure, they have a chance. I think it's going to happen. No. I think that, you're going up against a pretty good offense in Peyton Manning. The defensive secondary, big-time question marks. Brandon Merriweather's out. Still don't know about Reed Doughty. He has to pass the test each day, so Saturday he'll take another test and see if he can play on Sunday.
Such is the nature with concussions now.
Yes. Yeah. E.J. Biggers back there. Rambo, who's been inactive. I mean, the rookie is going to have to suit up and see some action. Gums, the same thing. So I think that's going to be a big question mark, is that defensive secondary. I think the offense will put up points. I really do. I think the offense you're going to see, the Redskins' offense, is going to be, will be able to hang with that. But on the defensive side, it's going to be tough to stop Peyton Manning. So many weapons.
Well, I mean, I don't know that you can stop him. It's about slowing him down.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah,
that's
so
true.
I mean, if you can hold them under 30 points, and ball control is going to be the key. If they can get Alfred Morris going, if they can hold the ball 35 minutes out of the ball game, something like that, then they give themselves a chance. But, you know, if this is going to be a track meet shootout like we saw last week, I don't know that the Redskins can win in that circumstance,
right,
considering they almost didn't win against, who was it, Josh McCown?
Yes.
Yeah.
Very good. Very true.
Yeah. So this is going to be a very interesting game from that standpoint.
Von Miller's back as well in Denver, so that's going to be interesting. And Peyton, you know, and you have the Shanahan going back to Denver emotion thing. And, you know, it's funny, guys talking about they want to play well for him this week. And Kyle and Mike were talking about it as well. And Kyle even said he thinks it would have been a bigger deal if it were 4.5 years ago, closer to the time he left.
Right.
Now, granted, they did spend over 20 years there, and they're going to do a big video montage for him. He doesn't expect to get booed. And he was pretty much revered there. I mean, he won the Super Bowls and the Elway. So
sure.
I think that's going to be very emotional for him. You can say it's not, but the first time you go back, and he's going to want to win, too. You always want to beat the team that fired you.
Yeah.
I don't know. Once the ball's kicked off, I don't think that's going to have much to do with it, but... it's just going to be a matter of, can you keep up, A, with the Broncos offense? You're going to have to outscore them. You're going to have to outscore them to win it. As stupid as that sounds, you know what I mean? Scoring one more point than the other team to win, but you're going to have to outscore Denver. You're going to have to, think of it as a basketball game. You're going to have to outrun them.
Yeah. Yeah. And, I don't know. As a matter of fact, I don't have anything for that basketball game. I was going to come up with something cute and funny, but I've got nothing.
All right.
It's been a long day. What do you want from me? So it's going to be a long day for the Redskins on Sunday. Let's try and predict this thing.
Do you want to go first?
How bad do you think the score is going to be?
Well, you know what's funny is I do think that it's going to be a shootout. I think the game is going to be in the 30s. I think the Redskins cover. I don't think they're going to win.
No.
But I think they cover. I'm going 38-31, Denver.
That's pretty low scoring.
That's in the 30s, though.
It's in the 30s.
I don't think you're going to get to the 40s. If you do get to the 40s... that's going to be even more interesting. I mean, who knows? This could be one of those games, whoever has the ball last is going to win it.
Yeah.
You never know. I think that the thing that I'm holding hope on is that right? Hanging hope on? Whatever.
Holding hope.
Holding out hope somewhat. Is that the offense does take another step, and I think it will.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think the defense is going to be able to stop them.
Right.
But like you said, you slow them down. But I think the offense will take another step and will be able to score some points.
Right.
Because Denver's defense beat up a little bit. Now, Von Miller is back, sure, but their defense is still a little beat up. So I think that I think the Broncos are going to score. I think the Redskins are going to score, and I'm sticking 38-31.
I think you're going to get the same score as last week,
45-41.
Yeah. Yeah.
I don't think they cover that much.
I think it's inconceivable that Peyton Manning's going to score anything less than 40 points against his defense. Peyton Manning.
I agree. That's true.
Peyton Manning up against basically a junior varsity defensive backfield for the Redskins.
How many touchdowns are you going to throw for?
Five.
Wow, five. Okay.
Yeah.
It's interesting.
even though I predicted, what was it,
45
touchdown? That's six touchdowns.
Well, it doesn't 45. Have to be six. You could have a defensive touchdown. You could have a couple
defensive
field goals.
And that's the other thing. That's something else that that we should bring up is, you know, Denver's got a pretty dynamic return game as well.
I think his name is Holiday.
Yeah. And it's going to be a tough matchup
I'll tell you
for
what,
the Redskins.
Your special teams cannot give up another kick return for a touchdown.
And that's what I'm saying. We talked all last week about
can't
how
win with
old
them. Can't
and
do it.
Can't. He's who we thought they were.
That's right.
Yeah, you can't give up another touchdown, like you said. But
no.
this is a more dynamic, younger return man in Trindon Holiday than
Hester
was last week. And we were talking about how Hester's not the same guy and how you can't let him dip a toe in the fountain of youth. And
wait a minute, he did it.
That's exactly what he did.
84 yards.
Right. So you can't give that up to Holiday. And there's a distinct possibility that he breaks one against this team because,
absolutely.
I mean, the special teams are struggling.
That seems to be what the rest of the league is doing.
Yeah.
So why change it this week?
Why change the formula?
All right, so you're going special teams touchdown as well?
Yeah, special teams touchdown, 5 Peyton Manning touchdown passes.
All right. I think Peyton gets at least 3, and then who knows what else happens after that.
He might get 3 before halftime.
He might. I said at least 3.
Yeah.
But, you know. Whatever.
I
He's
think
fun
this
to watch.
Is the first
it's gonna
time.
Be fun. Look, he is fun to watch. I loved watching Wes Walker the other night too.
Oh,
I mean, that guy was catching things that he wasn't
almost
even seeing.
Unfair to have those guys on the same team. Yeah.
So we'll see.
This is the first time we've picked against the Redskins together.
Yes.
Because last week you picked the Bears.
I did.
And
I was wrong.
I didn't give you any grief for that either.
Well, because you can't.
That's just
you
the
couldn't
kind of guy
really,
I am.
But you can't because there's no. That's not like saying. You can't get upset and shocked that somebody would go pick the Bears against the Redskins, right? I mean, you've seen the way this team is played.
I'm tempted to pick against the Redskins the rest of the year
because
I'm going to be right more often than not.
No, yeah, but look, after this, if the offense shows up this week,
right.
And it's one game at a time, that's what the coaches say, but looking ahead to San Diego, it's a beatable team, and then Minnesota is just awful.
They're putrid.
And granted, you're going in the dome in a short week, but if you get by this game and you show some more signs of progress, then you can you can conceivably win 2 more games before the middle of November.
Yeah.
But if the offense takes a step back this week, then I'm going to be tough to find that.
I'm just going to throw this out there. Do you know how insane it would be if the Redskins found a way to win this game in Denver?
Yes.
Shock the world. Win that game. Beat the Chargers. Beat the Vikings.
Yes.
Do you know how frenzied this town would be if all of a sudden, oh my God, they're 5-4 and they're right back in it?
But then again, and then after the Vikings game, they go to Philly, which is...
That's another winnable one.
Yeah, so then you have the Monday night game and then you come back down a little bit. But
yeah,
way ahead of our... I don't want to be at the end of November already. Let's enjoy the end of October here and the 1st of November.
All right. We'll take a nice leisurely stroll through the schedule.
Yes.
And we'll see how the Redskins did. We will break it down on Tuesday. Don't forget to check out the NFL recap every Tuesday on WTOP.com.
Is that where you can find this too?
You can find this here too.
Right,
but of course, you know that because you're listening.
Yes.
Yeah. Rob Woodfork with you alongside George Wallace. We'll talk to you Tuesday.